following position. What was the date today? January 23rd, 2026. First item is the approval of minutes, January 6th, 2026.
Move to approve.
The motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Item number two is consideration of Board of Equalization.
So we have another late filed appeal. This one is from Ms. Urich, who is claiming that she was unable to file a timely application due to her husband's death. Staff recommends denial as his death was in 2023 and does not meet statutory guidelines for a reasonable time.
Now, help me understand exactly what she's asking for, because obviously if you read through her appeal, it's heartbreaking what the family's been going through, but you still have a couple years in between, and it's my understanding that she did get some relief early on. 2023 was 3 years ago. So is she appealing value, or what's she appealing?
This application is for value only. So are we going to accept a late application for the market value? Yes or no?
So she's not appealing for hardship?
No.
Financial hardship?
No. As far as the abatements go, she chose to withdraw her application on September 11th. Staff did not deny her application, so she does not have provisions to appeal her abatement that she withdrew.
So she just wants us to open our books back up and do an appeal on the value of her property. And so this has, she could find other remedies if it was an affordability issue.
She could potentially try to work with the treasurer for some assistance there, but she has missed the deadline for property tax relief for 2025.
Okay.
And Commissioner Iverson, my chance to look into this a little bit, even still, the current taxable value of 241 isn't going to drop to zero. That the market value isn't the low-hanging fruit here that's going to give her this huge financial relief. As tragic as this is, it's actually fairly simple because no deadlines were met, and truly market value isn't going to get her to zero, which is what she paid in 2024.
So we have her property right now assessed at below
$300,000. Yes. Taxable, it's above 300, but the taxable value is 241.
Mm-hmm. So it's my understanding that she did receive some relief upon her husband's passing.
What was that right?
Property tax relief?
Yeah, or some sort of survival spousal.
Oh, her personally, not through the county.
Okay.
But in 24, she applied and got it partially because of that. And she met the income to get the circuit breaker.
So she is familiar with processes,
yes,
that we have.
Yes.
Well, it is tragic, but I'm just not sure exactly how opening back up the books would remedy her.
Mr. Chair, as tragic as it is, and as far from heartless as I try to be, I still have to make a motion for denial on the Michelle B. Tampa Urich determination for acceptance on her appeal.
So the motion to deny?
I'll second that.
And a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.